So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hanoitel Schar Lias Royas Becheiris Ein Sheikh Tenapir. Someone accepts payment for inspecting firstborn animals for possible blemishes, his findings are not accepted. Elim Keno Yemumcha Ka Yala Beyavna Sheetu Lechacham Lias Noitel Arba Isaris Lebehemadaka Beshisha Legasa. Unless he is also a chassid who is beyond suspicion. In which case, the Chum allowed him to charge 4 Isurim to inspect sheep and 6 Isurim to inspect cattle. As the Gemara explains, Hai Nafesh Tirche Behai Le Nafesh Tirche. Inspecting cattle involves greater exertion to lower it to the ground and tie it up before it can be inspected, while inspecting sheep requires less exertion. Mishnah adds, however, Bein Tamu Vein Bamum, he must charge this amount regardless of whether he finds the animal to be whole or blemished. The Gemara explains, Bamum Mishum de Kasharile. If he declares the animal blemished, he charges because he benefits the owner. Tam, dim kenos lemichshadeva amri hai bamum tamhu, v'hai de kasharile mishum agra. If he declares it unblemished, he charges because otherwise, when he declares a bechor blemished, people will suspect that he did so in order to collect his fee. However, we're not concerned that they will say bamumhu, v'hai de loy kasharile sabak heicha de lishkal igri zim nachriti, the animal was blemished. But he declared a tam because he wants to charge his fee a second time. There's no such concern because chad zimna tekin le rabbanon, tre zimni le tekin le rabbanon. The rabbanon only allowed him to charge once for the same animal. Mishnah continues with other mitzvahs to which one may not accept payment. Zok the Mishnah, hanoitel schari ladun dina b'teilin. If one accepts payment for judging a case, his rulings are void. Lahoyed e daisa b'teilin. If he accepts payment for testifying, his testimonies are void. The Gemara cites a pasuk in Parashat Bechan that teaches that one may not charge for teaching Torah and ruling on halacha questions. In this pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Re'ei lamati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem elokai." See that I have taught you the Torah as Hashem taught me. Ma'ani b'chinam, afatim b'chinam. Just as Hashem taught me Torah free of charge, so shall you teach Torah free of charge. However, im le'motze b'chinam yilmud b'schar. If one cannot find someone to teach him free of charge, he should pay money to learn Torah, as the pasuk says, "Emes kenei, acquire wisdom." However, lo yomer k'shem shelamadatiyo b'schar, kach alamen alamedna b'schar. He shouldn't say, just as I pay to learn Torah, I may get paid to teach others, because the pasuk says, "Emes kenei v'al timker, acquire wisdom, but do not sell it; rather, teach it free of charge." The Mishnah continues, Lahazis ulekadesh meimav meimaora efrei efer mikla. If he accepts payment for sprinkling the ashes of the paraduma or for mixing it with the well water, the ashes and water are ineffective. The Gemara cites a contradictory brisa. Hamakadesh b'mechatas b'eferchatas harezu mukadeshas. One can perform kiddushin with the water or ashes of a paraduma, apparently because they are worth money since he can charge for their services. The Gemara answers, kam b'schar haba umilui, kam b'schar hazal v'kiddush. One may charge for bringing the ashes or for drawing the water, but he may not charge for sprinkling them or mixing the ashes with the water. The Mishnah continues, "M'hoye kohen u'metamoho mitchumase." If the person performing these services is a kohen, and in the process he becomes tummy, for example from a sheretz, thus requiring him to purchase more costly chulin since he's now forbidden to eat chuma, "Machiloi u'mashkoi v'sachei." The recipient of the services may provide him with food, drink, and oil of chulin. Or the Mishnah continues, "V'mhoye zakin markiva alachamar." If an elderly person performs these services, he may be provided with transportation, because the above is not remuneration for the services, but compensation for his expenses. And the Mishnah concludes, those who perform these services may accept payment like a laborer. And the Gemara explains, he may accept a wage as a worker who is idle from his usual work. For example, one who usually does heavy labor will agree to a larger deduction from his wages to do the much easier work, like the mitzvah, but one who does light work, such as stringing pearls, would only agree to a small deduction from his wages to do the work of the mitzvah. Mishnah returns to matters of trust. Look at the Mishnah. Hachashad ala b'chayris, ein leikchim mimenu basar tzavayim. If someone is suspected of causing a blemish in the b'char or slaughtering it without blemish, it's forbidden to purchase from him even deer meat, because michlef b'da egla, this meat can be confused with the meat of a calf. Additionally, b'loy irish ein avudim, it's forbidden to purchase from him untanned hides because it might come from a b'char. At the Gemara infers, however, avudim zavninan, it is permitted to purchase tanned hides because im isu de b'char hava, lo avutarach be. He would not have invested the effort to tan them if they were from a b'char because savi ishamu b'rabbanan mafsadu li minay. It's not worth the risk of the Rabbanah finding out and confiscating them. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, leikchim mimenu irish al nekeva. It's permitted to purchase from him the hides of female animals because, made the idea, one can tell the difference between a male and female hide, and the females are certainly not b'chayris. However, the Tanakhama holds, Zachar nami chayik lezachruse v'amma achbar machlua. He can cut off part of the male hide and claim that mice nibbled at it. However, Eliezer holds, Be'achbar made the idea, one can discern that it was cut off with a knife. The Mishnah concludes, It's forbidden to purchase from him wool that was cleansed from its waste, but it's permitted to purchase spun wool or garments because, as explained earlier, it would not have invested the effort if they were from a bukhar. Zakt the Mishnah, If one is suspected of planting during Shemitah or doing business with produce of Shemitah, it's forbidden to buy even combed flax from him. But it's permitted to purchase flax spun into linen threads or woven material of linen. The reason here too is in Isa de Bukhar have a loy have a tarach bay. Zak the Mishnah. Hachashadli is mecher trumalishum chulin, ein loikim men afila maim a melech de Rabbi Huda. If one is suspected of selling truma as if it were chulin, we penalize him and it's forbidden to purchase from him any food items, even water and salt. However, b'shimenai mekol sheyesh bezikis truma umaisus ein loikim meno. It's only forbidden to purchase from him foods that may possibly be truma or have truma mixed in them. I think Gemara explains, lasui kirvi dogim de ma'avi b'hu shemen zayis. This includes fish innards, which may be mixed with olive oil of truma. The Gemara leitza hu tavacha, the havachash lezvuni tar b'da'atma b'mar dekanta. A purchaser was suspected of selling forbidden fats as permitted fats. Therefore, kante rava lezvuni afila amguzi. Rava penalized him and forbade buying from him even nuts, because azal mishabish lebnei tavachi v'garlehu b'amguzi u'maisa le tar b'da'atma u'mazvan le b'mar dekanta. He would use nuts to entice the children of other butchers to bring him the forbidden fats from their parents, and he would sell them as permitted fats. Since he used nuts to facilitate these sales, even Reb Shimon agrees that he is penalized.